We're doing Jewish history. We were discussing Aristotle and different interesting sources that attribute a connection between Aristotle and the Jewish people. And in the work Sefer Emunah, he writes the following. He says he found in a Christian book that was composed by Eusebio, and he writes the following. He says, you should know that most of the wisdom of philosophy came to us through Aristotle, the wise man. And in this Christian work it writes, Aristotle is a Jew, a descendant of Israel. He comes from Jerusalem, from the sons of Kulia, from the tribe of Binyamin. We heard that he comes from a faraway island, and he came down from the mountains, and he sat with us for a long time. He taught us a lot of philosophy, and we learned from him. I don't know who he's quoting. He's quoting that someone says that he learned from Aristotle and he taught them all the wisdom. But I don't know who's the person that says he learned from Aristotle and who's testifying that Aristotle was Jewish. That's what he wanted to say. Then he writes the book, he's quoting from a book, Shvilei Emunah. No, this is the Seder HaDorot. Beforehand he quoted Sefer Emunah, is not the Rambam's, no. This is another work called Sefer Emunah.
Don't say the person who's talking.
No, this is not Rambam, no. In the book Shvilei Emunah, he writes that when Alexander went to Jerusalem, he told his Rebbe, his teacher, Aristotle, now that I have control over Jerusalem, you can read all the works they have from King Solomon. And then Aristotle sat and copied from King Solomon's works, and that's why Aristotle was able to say he knows all these things that no one figured out before him, because he learned it in the works of King Solomon when they entered Jerusalem. He writes that Aristotle had a speech impediment. In the Moreh Nevuchim, you wanted Rambam, he writes like this. Initially, the Jewish people had tremendous amounts of wisdom. And then when the nations conquered us, so they took a lot of the things that we knew from us. Often, says the Rambam, we find something smart that they say. This is Rambam. And we think, wow, I'll learn it from them. Says the Rambam, the opposite is true. They took it from us. Now we're getting it back. There's a composer called Ibn Sarad. At the end of his work, he writes like this. Haflet ha-hafala. One of the most amazing things is that once upon a time, we in Israel had so much wisdom. And you had in the city of Cairo, in Hebrew it's called El Kahara, there's a book that was compiled by Aristotle at the end of his days. And in that book, he writes that at the end of his life, he regretted what he wrote until now. Be it his position that God doesn't know details of what's going on down below, what we call hashgacha, be it his position that the soul does not remain when the body dies, be it his position that there is no starting point to the world. That Aristotle said the world always existed. And Ibn Sarad writes at the end of his works, he says, in Cahir, there was, in Cairo, there's this book that they attribute to Aristotle, where Aristotle writes that he takes it all back. He says, I spoke to the Shimoni, and he proved me wrong. Welcome back. And he proved me wrong. And he wrote a letter, it says in this book, he wrote a letter to his disciple Alexander the Great. and he said, blessed is Hashem who opens the eyes of the blind and corrects people from their mistakes. May he be praised the praise that he is worthy. He's helped me in his kindness, and he took me out of my foolishness. All my life I was making these mistakes, and I thought I was developing philosophy, but I thought everything depends on how I understand it. And I composed so many works. Everyone who saw them was so impressed. And now, at the end of my days, I've met a wise man from the wise men of the Jews, and he showed me, through his strong knowledge of Torah, he's shown me their tradition, what they have from Sinai, and through teaching me Torah, he was able to convince me. He was able to convince me of things that I didn't believe beforehand, and he also showed me miracles using Hashem's holy names, and I realize how foolish I am, that there are so many things that are beyond the mind. My position that our mind can grasp and whatever exists we can understand, now I realize was totally in error. And I see that I was wrong. So I decided that I'm going to invest my energies learning Judaism. I want to understand the Torah. I know that the wisdom I pursued my whole life began with my thoughts, with what man thinks. And the wisdom that the Jews have is based on the truth. It's something that's founded. And that's why I ask you, the students who go to Alexander, this great king, don't be misled by my own works. I also ask you and all your friends, the philosophers, if only I could, I'd collect all the books I composed in my life. I'd collect everything that's scattered throughout the land. I'd burn them so that nothing should remain to mislead people. I wouldn't want the leaders or the ones who read my works to be misled, because I know that I will ultimately be punished because I have sinned and I've caused so many to sin after me. And that's why, my dear Alexander, I'm telling you and everyone else in the world that most of the things we think we can figure out using my Aristotelian logic, that we think we can figure things out, they're not right. We think we figured something out. It's not right. There is a force above everything we know in this world. And being that my fortune has caused that my works have been disseminated in the West, I'm testifying now before people that you shouldn't learn my works. And you shouldn't spend your time thinking about it, because all the thoughts that you think you're developing through philosophy, it's all imagination. You think you know how the world is running. You don't really know. Now this is fascinating, because today we know he actually made many mistakes, right? Today we understand many things that Aristotle attributed to his understanding of nature and science. Today we understand he was way off. And so I've sent this letter, and I hope that cleanses me. He says, I believe I'm now clean of my transgressions, my errors. And woe to those who read my works, because it'll lead them in the wrong direction. And I want you to know that just as that wise man, the Shimoni, taught me his wisdom, so too King Shlomo, in his allegories, wrote in Mishlei, I want to protect you from the foreign woman. Don't let your hearts pursue her. Those who pursue her have a hard time getting back. Oh no, I feel so bad, because I've led people to that foreign woman. I've led people to the philosophies that it's so hard to come back from. I feel bad that I've wasted my time and my life in these things that are harmful and not beneficial. I feel bad that I've wasted my life developing something that'll bring humanity down and not up. And you, Alexander, have told me that throughout the lands I'm famous, that I've written all these wonderful books, and my name will last forever. I want you to know, I wish my name would be in a Sefer Torah rather than in these books that deny the Torah. I would choose to suffocate rather than my books should mislead people from the Torah. I wish people would go in the light of life, because those who grab my philosophy are going in the direction of darkness. And I know that more than anyone else, I will ultimately be punished for what I've done. I didn't write this to you earlier because if you'll get upset at me and you'll harm me, I want you to know that by the time you read this letter, I will be dead in a casket. I wish you peace. Your teacher, Aristotle, who is on his way to die, I send this to Alexander, the great king. So, this is a letter that's quoted. We don't know. So they found it in Cairo. The challenge with these things, if we're going to be intellectually honest, is that when we find letters, we don't know who wrote them. You have no idea. I could write such a letter. We don't know if Aristotle really wrote such a letter. And that's one of our challenges in reading this work, that in Seder HaDorot, he's willing to quote from many, 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 many sources. And it's hard to say that just because he quotes something, we should believe it. He's quoted from many sources that were questionable. So it's interesting to know, as we're studying, so we're moving on in history, it's interesting to know such a letter was found in Cairo. But from here to say that Aristotle at the end of his days repented and this is Aristotle's position, I have no idea. I don't know. I know that such a letter was found. That's the extent of what I know.